Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is Anthropic's launch of Claude Sonnet 5, which the company calls the most agentic Sonnet model yet. The new model can make plans, use tools like browsers and terminals, and run autonomously at a level that previously required larger, more expensive models. Sonnet 5 narrows the performance gap with Anthropic's higher-end Opus 4.8 while maintaining lower prices. The company says it's a substantial improvement over Sonnet 4.6 on reasoning, tool use, coding, and knowledge work. From today, Claude Sonnet 5 is available across all plans as the default model for free and pro users, and it's accessible to Max, Team, and Enterprise customers.
Anthropic safety assessments found Sonnet 5 shows an overall lower rate of undesirable behaviors than its predecessor and is generally safer in agentic contexts. The model has much lower ability to perform cybersecurity tasks than current Opus models. It launches with introductory pricing of $2 per million input tokens and $10 per million output tokens through August 31st, then moves to $3 and $15, respectively. The company has increased rate limits to accommodate higher token usage from the model's effort levels. One number to know today, 98%. That's how much Microsoft's new Memora memory system can reduce context token usage for AI agents while maintaining accuracy. The research project decouples what an AI remembers from how it looks up information, creating a breakthrough for scalable agent systems.
A new study from Ramp and Revelio Labs finds that heavy AI adoption is actually linked to more hiring, not layoffs. The research covering more than 21,000 U.S. firms shows companies that invest heavily in AI grow headcount 10% over the 2 years following adoption, with entry-level headcount growing 12%. The study suggests the earliest signs of growth emerge roughly 6 to 12 months after adoption, after firms establish best practices and integrate AI tools into workflows.
The report notes some important caveats. Overall, AI investment across the companies studied is still quite small, with heavy adopters spending about $33.67 per employee per month on average. Many firms using AI in hiring are startups or venture-backed companies with an imperative to grow. Still, for those linking AI adoption categorically with job loss, the early data seems to be making the opposite case.
Ars Technica reports on a new attack that provides one more reason why AI browsers might be a bad idea. Security researchers found that telling an LLM that 2 plus 2 equals 5 is enough to make it follow forbidden instructions. The technique lulls AI browsers into a false reality where normal guardrails no longer apply, allowing attackers to invoke destructive actions like extracting code from private repositories or credentials from password managers.
Meituan, often called China's DoorDash, has unveiled Longcat 2.0, which the company claims is China's first trillion-parameter AI model built entirely on domestic chips. The model was fully trained on Chinese-made processors and claims to compete with GPT 5.5 and Opus 4.8. Reddit discussion flags some uncertainty around those claims, with third-party benchmarks suggesting lower performance. The company is offering sharp API pricing at 30 cents per million input tokens and $1.20 per million output tokens for a limited time.
OpenAI has helped found the Appia Foundation, hosted by the Linux Foundation, to develop open, modular specifications for AI safety standards. The foundation will translate international standards into practical assessment criteria across the AI value chain, creating what OpenAI calls a critical missing trust layer for third-party conformity checks.
Finally, InfoWorld recommends 5 tools to bolster your AI coding stack. The core insight? Developers need more than just code generation. They should validate AI-generated code, add security and end-to-end testing, implement observability tools, and scale up testing environments so feedback loops don't become the bottleneck. One thing to try is to start with a single, well-documented workflow that crosses just 2 or 3 systems, like updating a CRM and sending follow-up emails. Pick a tool that lets you trace each step the agent takes and build in manual checkpoints at first. This approach gives you concrete failure points to improve rather than chasing abstract agent perfection.
Developers who've been through this suggest choosing a platform with good debugging visibility and starting with workflows where human oversight is still expected. The goal isn't full automation on day one, but learning what actually works in your specific environment before scaling up.
That's Compact Conversations for Wednesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.